Good evening and welcome to The Big Fight, a show that is young at 22, the oldest running debate show on Indian news television. I'm Sanket Bhatt. So the government, almost in a jiffy, without many people knowing, decided that the Amar Jawan Jyoti as we know it will not exist. In fact, it will be merged in the National War Memorial. And that from now on is going to be the Amar Jawan Jyoti. The government feels there is nothing wrong in this. Of course, a National War Memorial has been made to honor the Jawans, the fallen heroes. And that is why any place to commemorate, any place to show our respect for the courage and valor of the Jawan must be one place, the National War Memorial. But then through the day, there have been comments, not just from the political fraternity, but many people from within the armed forces, that what was the need to extinguish the eternal flame from one portion and then shift it to another. And then, of course, this whole theory about this being an inseparable part of history to now suddenly becoming the colonial past. You must be wondering why we are saying this. Well, let's put up this presentation on the screen right now of what government sources said 3 years ago. This very government, no political argument, just information that this government gave us 3 years ago versus what they're saying now. So 3 years ago, sources in the Ministry of Defense said, once this National War Memorial was commissioned and was ready, they said, no question of removing the flame from India Gate. No question. Now they're saying, India Gate is a symbol of the colonial past. This is the information we have got from government sources. Back then, it was said that the flame, eternal flame at India Gate is an integral, indispensable, inseparable part of Indian history. Now, it is being said, well, the flame is not being extinguished, but merged. The truth is that now if you go to India Gate, Amar Jawan Jyoti will not, at India Gate, have the eternal flame. What changed in 3 years that suddenly, and let's put up that question, when suddenly the inseparable history of this country turned into a colonial past? We are going to put that to a discussion in just a short moment on this program. Also on the show, we are going to talk about a surprise decision, a very good one at that, to honor the legacy of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Right next to the India Gate is a canopy lying vacant for many, many years, is now going to house a statue of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, looking proudly at the India Gate. It'll be made out of granite, but till such time that it is prepared, a 3D hologram of that statue is going to be unveiled and inaugurated by the Prime Minister on the 23rd of January. Joining us now is the daughter of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, Ms. Anita Bose Faf. Thank you very much, Anita ji, for joining us. What do you make of this tribute to Netaji?
Well, I think it is very appropriate to have Netaji's statue at India Gate. Of course, you might say the planning seems to have started a bit late because the announcement of a statue came today, 2 days before the 125th birth anniversary. I don't know how the hologram would work out, but let's see. But I think the location certainly is very appropriate, and I would say better late than never, even if the planning could have occurred a bit earlier.
No, though belated, but Ms. Anita, you do feel that this is a fitting tribute, don't you?
I think the tribute is good, except that it should not be the only tribute to Netaji. I think a far more important tribute to him would be implementing his values and his ideas in today's policies.
Okay, that's very interesting. But would you be able to elaborate when you say how would you want his ideas to be implemented so that the honor is not just in terms of a statue?
I don't want to go into all the small details of Netaji's ideas because some of them evidently are no longer relevant, but some of the bigger lines of his policies certainly are, and India is lacking in some of these. Number one, I would say, is the relationship between the different religious groups and the attitudes towards each other. I'm very unhappy about the communal conflicts which continue, and of course politics cannot eliminate them by magic, but possibly a bit more could be done in that direction. The second big area of concern for Netaji was also the gender equality. And India, unfortunately, suffers from the reputation of being the country with most violence against women, which certainly would not be in, or certainly is not in Netaji's spirit. So I think a bit more could be done in that respect too. But of course, this is something which cannot only be done by politicians, but it is the general attitude of, in that case, I have to say men, in India as a whole, because it's certainly not the top politicians which commit the crimes, or in most instances they aren't, but any number of people throughout all walks of life. And then, of course, education and healthcare has not probably been as successful so far as we would wish it to be, given the know-how that does exist in India. But these are sort of three areas where I think Netaji's ideas could be taken as an example and a guideline.
Very, very, very important point that you've made. Let's hope that the political stakeholders here are listening to what you're saying. My final question, would you like to come and visit India and see the Netaji hologram statue and then the real granite statue anytime soon?
Well, I certainly would want to see it. Hopefully, we'll have a better handle on COVID by then, and I can really come and see it, because this year it didn't work out. And I think we all have to try to stay put where we are and avoid too many contacts.
Nice talking to you. Thank you very much, Ms. Anita Bose-Pfaff. Thank you. Let's quickly go back to the story that we were discussing. What has changed for this government that suddenly the eternal flame from being an inseparable part of Indian history has become a legacy of the colonial past? What has changed? No political argument, just trying to understand what has changed. Air Vice Marshal Manmohan Bahadur is now with us. We also have Major General Sanjay Meston, Lieutenant General Rakesh Sharma, and Lieutenant General Raj Kadyan. Thank you very much. Air Vice Marshal Bahadur, I want to begin with you first. Do you see anything wrong with what has happened today? Because I see a lot of mixed opinion where a lot of people don't seem to be at conflict with what has happened today.
My view, Sanket, is that symbols have an intangible value in nation building. The Aam Aadmi associates them with important events in the life of a nation. They are not just, brick and mortar where names are written, but they have much more, a halo and aura that forms an invisible link between the populace, something that only can be sensed and felt. And the Amar Jawan Jyoti was, and now it has to be in past tense, was one such item that was there in everybody's heart. Not only because it was the most visible thing on television and on photographs, but also because it represented the greatest victory of India post-independence, the 71 war triumph, an event that possibly will never come in this nation's life. that I feel so. And the merger with of the Jyoti with the National War Memorial Eternal Frame will remove from the public eye that most visible personification of India's greatest moment. Now, the National War Memorial is a wonderful and apt remembrance of all Indian soldiers who have fallen in the service of the nation since independence. But it cannot match the easy accessibility of India Gate, you know, where the common man could come anytime, day or night, where children invariably came and saluted the Amar Jawan, embodied in the India Gate arch, and at the footsteps of which two generations of people, certainly me, you know, had moist eyes standing and listening at attention to the haunting strains of the last post. So in my view, the absence of the Amar Jawan Jyoti in the India Gate would leave a void in countless Indian hearts. That's what I think.
Major General Meston, how would you respond to what Air Vice Marshal Bahadur is saying? I mean, it leaves a void, he says. But then there is also this view that you've got a much bigger, better national war memorial, a fitting tribute to the Jawan, something that was lying in wait for a very long time. Could you unmute yourself, Major General?
Good evening. Three points.
Yeah.
First is the issue of names. You know, the present India Gate only had the names of the people who were in the First World War. That is one. Second is, now since the National War Memorial has come up, we have the names of all the Indian soldiers and all the different services who died post 1947, who have been martyred. And therefore, that National War Memorial has come up as a very good concept, and it was required. This requirement was existing since 1961. That is point one. So that's a very good decision taken, and the nation is proud of it. Point two is the Jyoti. Now, point three is the ceremonial functions. I think the ceremonial functions should always be held at the National War Memorial, and therefore the Eternal Flame, as it is was there since 2019, and it has own significance, the National War Memorial. Now, coming on to the Jyoti, I think I personally would like to say India Gate has been, whatever it is, though the names of the people who are there are all the Indian soldiers who were martyred First World War. So that is Indian blood, and it was recognition of the Indian blood. So that was a good thing. So therefore, the Jyoti was there, Amar Jawan Jyoti was there. And now relocating it, or we are calling it merger. So my personal views are, I think probably the both should have continued. The Jyoti, which is called Amar Jawan Jyoti.
Which was the original plan also.
Yeah, and number two, the Eternal Jyoti should have continued there, because both are symbolic to the nation, you know, the common man. And a lot of people get motivated there when they keep coming, and they would have visited both the memorials. Both the Jyotis, I would not say memorial, both the Jyotis, and it inspires, patriotism and all those kind of things. Correct. So if it would have been continued, it would have been good. But anyway, as soldiers, all of us are soldiers here, we have to respect the decision of the government of India. But since you asked my personal view, I have given that.
Okay, Lieutenant General Sharma, what is your view? You know, the government is being criticized here by way of the information that they have put out. 3 years ago, they were okay with having two flames, eternal flames. In fact, they called the Amar Jawan Jyoti at India Gate an inseparable part of Indian history. And now, in a note, the government says that this is a reminder of a colonial past. Of course, they were talking about the India Gate, not the Amar Jawan.
Thank you, Sanket, for inviting me.
Pleasure, sir.
I personally felt first that it's not an emotive issue, it's not a political issue, then it should be decided on its merits. We have driven in our younger days, 60s, 50s, and even in 70s, through the India Gate portals. You know, there used to be no Amar Jawan Jyoti there. Even in 71, 72, when it came up, it wasn't, the parades were not carried out there. It's only when Mrs. Gandhi came into power again in 1979 that this was established. So, you know, it is not that it came up in this form of laying wreath in 1971 itself or 1972. You know, there was a long gap before the decision was arrived at. So, you know, to say that lifelong, 7 decades after independence, we have been revering this memorial, I think we are missing out the history part of it. That's one. The second part is that last 3 years, if you notice, we have not done any wreath laying at Amar Jawan Jyoti. The Jyoti is on at India Gate. But, you know, the whole concept of doing parades, even when we started making the National War Memorial, the method of doing the parades and how the VIPs will be conducted, the president and the prime minister, had already deviated and changed across here. Why didn't the politicians say, no, we should stick on to Amar Jawan Jyoti because historically every VIP coming in goes to India Gate and we should not shift it to National War Memorial. 3 years has seen a significant change of shift. Even on 26th January or 15th August, we're all shifted across to the National War Memorial. Now, what was the sanctity left of this? There is an eternal frame. There is historicity involved. There is thought process involved that it is important. But fact of the matter is, the change was evident. And why was the change? Because we wanted this National War Memorial. I think we are exaggerating the tension of this shift. The thought process of saying, you know, everything has to be converted. Everything has to be opposed. Personally to me, to manage why should we manage 400 meters award to eternal flames? Which country in the nation does this? Tomorrow, South Block will be vacated. South Block is a seat for power. You know, you say South Block, the power rests in South Block. Day after tomorrow, South Block will shift to one of these buildings on the Rajpath. We'll say, no, we should not leave South Block. South Block is historic.
No, but then Lieutenant Sharma, there's a difference between a tribute to the soldiers and an administrative government block. There's a veil of difference.
So, the National War Memorial is what gives the respect here, which we wanted from the 50s onwards. And we got it finally. And one of these days, we'll get a museum opposite in the area of Princess Park. Then what happens, you know, we have a vestibule coming up under the highways across connecting. The whole culture is changing. I mean, I don't think we need to get fixated about such issues of history.
Sure, fair enough. Lieutenant General Kadyan, what is your opinion? My only point that I am putting out here is that there is a change of heart. Of course, on the issue of practicality, Lieutenant General Sharma is saying, why have two flames 400 meters apart? I say, why not? That is a counter opinion. Yes, I'll come back to you, Air Vice Marshal Bahadur. But Lieutenant General Kadyan, what is your view? The government's own position 3 years ago was different from what they've done today.
That only the government can answer. If they had given a commitment, they should be honoring it. That's my view. But why they have changed, that I cannot speak for them. Let me give my view. Today what has happened, I support it. And now let me give you the reasoning. The victory that India achieved in 71 was unique in the history of warfare in the world. In mere 13 days, we dismembered a neighboring country. No other country has ever done it in the history. Therefore, an appropriate memorial was required in honor of that victory and the people who were martyred. There was immediately this Jyoti was placed there, Amar Jawan Jyoti, because memorial takes time. But my understanding is that Jyoti was not in lieu of the war memorial. This was a beginning. This was could be an add-on to the war memorial. This cannot substitute. But why the war memorial could not come up for the last 50 years, that people say there was bureaucratic opposition.
But Lieutenant General Kadyan, the point on the war memorial is not the issue that is being discussed. It is why we cannot have two eternal flames. Why can't we honor the Jawans more? Two times over. What was continuing with these two?
You can have two Jyotis. I don't find, although the government says it is not administratively possible to have the two Jyotis, that may not be a convincing answer. But that's a very small matter, whether you have two or one. Question is, today also, it has not been extinguished. It has been moved with full military honor through military protocol and very honorably shifted or merged with the other Jyoti. To my way of thinking, there is no need to have two Jyotis.
Okay. Okay. Air Vice Marshal Bahadur.
Fine with one Jyoti.
So that's what I'm talking about. Within the defense forces also, you have this split opinion. There are many people who feel that this is, we're making a very emotional argument about something which has to be practical. And there's nothing wrong in what has happened today. Your response?
Memorials are emotional. They are emotional
constructs. I agree with you.
They are not practical constructs. I was on a different channel and I would answer the arguments to, shall I say, trivialize the feelings. There was a lady whose father died in Kargil, and her father's name is there in the National War Memorial, on those placards which are there. But she said, as much as, and they showed the photograph, as much as we went and made homage to our dad, to my father at that place, but our inspiration was when my father took me to India Gate so many times, and we were enthused by the sight of that Amar Jawan Jyoti at India. A person who lost her father and whose name is there in the National War Memorial. So the point at issue is that 50 years is not a short time. If possibly this had happened in 1, 2, 3, 4 years, it's a different issue. But please, let's be practical. It's 50 years, 5 decades. 2 generations of people have seen and lived through. If you want to be bureaucratic, I don't believe that the government of India can't have two jyotis running at the same time. We are aiming to be some trillion-dollar economy. So, emotions is what constitutes memorials. And memorials have an intangible value in nation building.
Well said.
Anybody who denies...
Well said. I don't think anyone can disagree with you. You're absolutely right, Air Vice Marshal Bahadur. Thank you very much to the three gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have Priyanka Chaturvedi, Rajya Sabha MP and leader of the Shiv Sena, and Brigadier Anil Gupta, spokesperson of the BJP. Thank you very much. Ms. Chaturvedi, the government on its part says that a great deal is being made out about something which otherwise nobody has a problem with. In fact, many in the armed forces are also okay with what has happened. But what really is your contention as of this moment?
Firstly, let me just be very clear. I think my voice is echoing.
Okay. Is it better now?
Okay. So let me be very clear that I have absolutely no problem with National War Memorial and the flame also burning there while it continues to burn in memory of all our valiant soldiers who gave up their lives in service of the nation to safeguard us and safeguard our national interests. I just have a problem with trying to extinguish one flame to brighten another. Now, we are talking about shared histories, past history. It could be disturbing. It could be problematic. But it's a history we need to embrace and learn from. 20 years down the line, our children will not know our World War I history. 74,000 Indians participated in the World War I. It could be because we were under the British rule, but they were Indians. And those Indians laid down their lives. It was the Indian Army whose valor we were reminded of every time we stood near Amar Jawan Jyoti. So should we forget all of that? Should we erase all of that from our memory under the garb of colonial hangover? So my point is very simple, that our history could be painful. Our history could be a reminder of our subjugation, but we have survived it all. Not just survived, we have thrived through it all. Why are we erasing joint histories, shared history, and history which our children deserve to know, and our I would say the future generations need to respect?
Sure.
This Amar Jawan Jyoti has inspired a whole lot of generations to serve their lives in the service of the nation. but are citizens of this country. So correct. Why can't we?
I think the main point that Ms. Chaturvedi... Absolutely. I think that's a very important point. Brigadier Anil Gupta, that is the crux of the matter. The fact that there was a delay in the war memorial was wrong. The fact that it has been built now in the honor of all the fallen heroes is great, much needed. But for us to douse or put out one eternal flame and shift it to another, why is that required? Why can't we honor our jawans even more? Two times over.
So the crux of the matter is that there's an eco peace. The crux of the matter is that there is always resistance to change. But change is necessary. Now, as far as it's being said that history is being erased, it's not. The memorial at India Gate was made for the First World War heroes. The memorial stands there. There's nothing going to happen to India Gate. Amar Jawan Jyoti was specifically after the 1971 war in 1972 built as an ad hoc memorial to the martyrs of 1971 war. Unfortunately, for 50 years we did not have a national war memorial where rightfully this flame should have been burning. There are no names inscribed by the martyrs at the Amar Jawan Jyoti.
No, Brigadier Gupta, if you allow me, I understand all of this. The government has said this through the day. My only limited question is, why did we have to put out one flame for the other? Why couldn't we have had both these flames?
What is wrong?
In Amar Jawan Jyoti, under the India Gate, to also eternally burn? And... Listen to me.
Amar Jawan Jyoti earlier was the place where all these ceremonials were held. Now all these ceremonials are going to be held at the Amar Jawan, at the National War Memorial. So it's appropriate that everything is shifted there. This memorial will continue. Nobody is going to shift the Ulta rifle and the hat from there. That is going to remain there.
The point is, it was called an eternal flame for some reason. And when you don't have the flame, it loses its essence. I think that's the point. And Priyanka Chaturvedi, what we are running right now is the tale of two theories of government by way of sources. Brigadier Gupta. Brigadier Gupta, government sources, 3 years ago, said there is no question of removing the flame from India Gate. It is an integral and indispensable part of Indian history. This is Indian government, your government. February 2019 statement. No, and now the government says also. India Gate is a symbol of colonial past. How come something was indispensable part of Indian history, how has it become a symbol of a colonial past, Brigadier Gupta?
Sanchet, it is your history also. And you have to accept that India Gate is the legacy of the colonial past.
Yes.
So therefore.
But why was it 3 years ago for this very government an indispensable part of Indian history? And you know, when we call something a symbol of colonial past, are we trying to do away the sacrifice of more than 70,000 Indian soldiers?
Not at all.
Who served in the British
Army? The memorial has not been shifted from there. It is not being shifted from there. The memorial continues to remain there. Nothing is going to be shifted.
I have a very small ask of Brigadier.
Yeah.
I am very grateful that it is not being shifted, and that memorial will continue to be there. These are your words, which I believe would also the words of the government of today. But 3 years ago, the same government felt the eternal flame does not need to move because it's part of the integral part of India's history and India's shared history and shared pain and shared valor of our men who lost their lives in the World War I. How come 3 years down the line it has changed? My only point is, if eternal flame was out there alongside the memorial, how did it dim the light of the National War Memorial? Our 70,000 plus Indians, one second, sir, I was not interrupting you. Bahut simple tarike se, chaliye 100 galtiyan hui. National War Memorial should have come up much earlier, much sooner. You have 100 things to say about that. And I totally stand in agreement. India deserved a National War Memorial much sooner than it has got. Also, we can also express our gratitude that Bharatiya Janata Party and Prime Minister Modi ensured that there is a National War Memorial. But there is also a history of this nation. Why can't we have eternal flames in multiple places remembering the valor of our Indian soldiers? Why would you want to dim it? Why would you want to extinguish it?
No, that's what I'm saying, Priyanka ji. There's an issue being made out of a non-issue.
The issue is that you put out one flame for another. What is being said is, have more.
It's irrelevant. They do not find the place.
No, that is what you want.
They just have
the
a memorial.
Wisdom has thought
that necessary. That memorial.
Granted the government, that's what I'm saying. There is always a resistance to change. You have to accept the change. You may not be liking it now. There is.
Brigadier Gupta, then let me ask you this question. No, the point is, the government had no resistance to change. The government said something 3 years ago and then changed its very own position.
Sanchet, I am not sure about what you're saying about 3 years. I am not sure of it. I don't know it, so I won't comment.
No, so the
but
Ministry of Defense has said that Amar Jawan Jyoti at the India Gate is an inseparable part of Indian
history. The National War Memorial has come up only 2 years back. 3 years back, there was no National War Memorial. So I'm not very sure of what you're saying. But after the National War Memorial has come, to my mind, it's appropriate that all ceremonials should shift there. And it must be the icon of memorial. It should be an icon for the memory to the martyrs, salute to the martyrs of the nation.
Okay. Let me also introduce, I also have Professor Salil Mishra, Professor of History at the Ambedkar University in Delhi, and Lieutenant General Satish Dua, former Chief of Integrated Defense Staff. Lieutenant General Dua, you see, the point that you have made through the course of the day also is the same, that, you know, it's a welcome move, this needed to be done. But the point, again, the same question again, Lieutenant General Dua, would we have reduced the honor in some way had we kept the eternal flame alive at both places? How was the eternal flame at India Gate harming or reducing the glory of the flame at the National War Memorial?
Sanket, no. I beg your pardon. No, we wouldn't have reduced the honor or glory if we continued with the earlier arrangement. But the fact of the matter also is, and allow me to just, I'm not getting into politics of it, allow me to just state some facts.
Sure. And
if they answer the question or not. There are war memorials all over the country. There are these eternal flames all over the country. The National War Memorial is the designated place for the leaders or the foreign dignitaries or common public to pay homage to the fallen Indian soldiers. These fallen Indian soldiers are those of the past, present and future. So that is the designated place at the national level. Amar Jawan Jyoti, though it has continued for nearly half a century, but it was only initially started off as a temporary arrangement, but then it has continued for half a century and all our memories are attached to it. When an eternal flame burns like this, it has to be accorded the honor of the ceremonies being conducted around it. Now, today, even when 71 war memorial heroes have to be honored, it is being done at the National War Memorial. We've had 3 years and all those ceremonies have taken place at the National War Memorial. So that is why, perhaps, in fitness of things, it was seen to merge this flame with the flame at the National War Memorial.
Dua, if you allow me, argument seems to suggest that somehow we would not have been able to honor the martyrdom enough had this flame continued at India Gate. That there is a ceremony that has to be there around the eternal flame. I get it. So what was stopping us from continuing with that ceremony at India Gate?
The point that I am trying to understand throughout the day also is that even for the 1971 heroes, the ceremonies are now being conducted at the National War Memorial because that is the designated place at the national level. And that is the reason why this flame has been merged. When the Olympics take place, the flame is carried from one place to another. It does not in any way diminish the other side. But the fact remains the flame is taken to the right place. It is symbolism of a particular sentiment that is being merged over.
Yes, I understand, Lieutenant General Dua, but Priyanka Chaturvedi, you see that the eternal flame is no Olympic flame and there are sentiments involved. I agree with the opinion for Lieutenant General Dua to have his opinion on this issue. But the very simple question is, what was acceptable to the government 3 years ago to not be acceptable now? What is the reason behind this change? I mean, I have those statements on record. We can put them on screen again. 3 years ago, the very same government says that no, inseparable part of history, no question of putting out this flame. And now here we are.
Two simple things that I need to ask of Lieutenant General Duaji. Firstly, National War Memorial, where foreign dignitaries have to come visit the place, and that is the spot that has been identified for foreign dignitaries or for Indians to go pay their homage. That could have also very well been done without extinguishing the flame at the, Amar Jawan Jyoti. Now, talking about it as symbolism, even if merging of two flames was symbolism, why do you have to extinguish one to light the other or to merge? The third part of this is, sir is going on talking about 1971 martyrs who are being, all their ceremonies are conducted now at the National War Memorial. Absolutely acceptable, sir. But, sir, would you want to disown all our Indian soldiers who participated in World War One? Would you want to disown that? Just 2 seconds, sir. Ad hoc arrangement in post-1971 or whatever of Amar Jawan Jyoti. Should we dismiss the valor and the lives lost in the service of our nation in World War One? That's my simple question to you, sir.
No, but I think the government...
If eternal flame is lit everywhere across the country...
We tried asking this question of the government and they said that every soldier's valor will be celebrated and honored at the new memorial. That's the statement that came in from the government.
May I?
On the point that you're making. Lieutenant General Dua's response first, please.
May I?
And then after that, Professor Mishra. Yeah. Lieutenant General Dua.
Look, ma'am, you're right that no hero's valor can be disregarded or disrespected. But if you only talk of the World War One heroes, because India Gate was for World War One, what about World War Two? What about several other operations that have taken place in between? So it is to cut out such dichotomies that it was decided. And since I steered the construction of the National War Memorial as chief of IDS from design selection to the completion stage, I know for sure that this memorial was designated as the only memorial at national level where the ceremonies would be conducted. So now, and I'll just say that sentence at the expense of reputation, that this was the place for all the heroes, fallen heroes, past, present or future. It is only for the purposes of enshrining the name, because we had to take a baseline. The baseline of 1947 was taken as in time of independence, that the names of all the fallen heroes from 1947 onwards would be enshrined in this, but it will continue to represent all the heroes, or we will pay homage to all the heroes from earlier on as well.
Okay. Professor Salil Mishra, what is your view? Professor Mishra.
Well, Sanket, I would just enunciate the principle and not go into the details. Sure. I think we should be respectful to symbols that were created in the past, because those were consensual symbols. They represented a kind of collective memory. So I think as far as possible, we should not try and merge them or remove them. We should try and maintain their purity as they were. However, having said that, I also feel that we should also not create conflicting symbols, because that creates a problem in memorizing and remembering. And I would also say we should also not create too many of these symbols, because what happens is that with fading people memory, then we find it difficult to maintain them and so on. It's a much better idea to write a history of our soldiers, create museums, create an archives, do lots more of history, lots more of documentation. These symbols, after a while, they begin to lose significance, and after I might say that they even become a liability. So I would just say we should be respectful.
But Professor Mishra, which symbol are you talking about? The one in 1971 or the one that came into existence at 2019? By the way, the 2019 symbol was a long-standing demand.
No, I think I am saying two things. First, of course, is that there are these symbols which are a part of our old history. We should practice some respect, some fidelity to them, because there is a particular way in which they've been remembered, they've been memorized, they are part of a particular history. We should try not to erase them. That's I would say, and I would say that as a historian, I would feel bad if certain structures, certain symbols of the past, which were reminder of a particular facet of our history, mm-hmm. if they were removed or merged. As a historian, I would not.
As a historian, let me ask you: do you feel that an attempt is being made to rewrite history or introduce new aspects to history, basically create new history from here on?
History is rewritten and all the time, and there is no problem with it. The problem is with motivated history and biased history. History has to be left to professional historians who must look up data and with perspective write history. There is nothing wrong in it. The problem is when history moves out of the fold of professional historians and when people begin to write politically motivated history with biases and motives and so on. Okay. That is when the problem begins.
Okay, Brigadier Gupta, how do you respond? Though I feel that, let me just put this out, that a national war memorial was a long-standing demand which has been fulfilled under this regime. The 4Gs wanted it. The nation wanted it. Brigadier Gupta.
National war memorial is a holistic tribute to the martyrs of the nation. It's not only carrying their names, it carries the history of important battles, it carries the births of the Paramvir Chakra awardees. It is a war memorial is not only a tribute to the martyrs, it's also a motivator for the generations to come. And that befitting role the National War Memorial plays. I do not agree with the professor that such memories, such things fade and they become redundant after some time. And secondly, no memorial is being erased. The reverse rifle and the helmet memorial at India Gate will remain. The India Gate Memorial, which actually is the memorial to the World War I veterans, remains. So there, nothing has been changed except the eternal flame. Eternal flame also continues to be eternal.
Well, it was called Amar Jawan Jyoti for some reason. Brigadier Gupta.
It's a location being Amar Jawan Jyoti still remains there. The Amar Jawan Memorial remains there. It is the flame which is being now lit at a common place. That's all. I think that much is being
Priyanka Chaturvedi, the point that Professor Salil Mishra was making. Do you feel that an attempt is being made to rewrite history politically, and this could, not in this context, but in the larger scheme of things, this could be one such move.
This could be, you could look at it in various other ways, but I'm not talking about this politically. I'm talking from the perspective of an Indian who's passionate about history, would want her children to know the correct context of history, bitter parts of our history also, history lessons that we have learned through our struggle through the independence movement. I would want it to be raw. It would has to be the way it was and the way our Indians struggled to get us this independence. Till we don't achieve that. Look what happened to Jallianwala Bagh, how it was redone and reworked. So some parts of history are raw and they also deeply hurt you, but they also remind you how much we've overcome become to be where we are.
Sure.
And let's respect that.
Okay. Professor Mishra, Brigadier Anil Gupta, Priyanka Chaturvedi, Lieutenant General Dua, thank you very much for joining us on this broadcast. Let's take a few cool questions also. Nitesh Tyagi says, isn't it disrespectful to the martyrs? Group Captain MKS says, the sentiments that eternal flame must burn alongside the names of the great martyrs and not be only symbolic. Stopping for a short break at this moment, but the big fight continues. Okay, so one more controversy that happened today is a political one where the Bharatiya Janata Party released a question that was asked in Parliament of the then MOS Defence, Mr. Pallam Raju. The question was asked by Hema Malini, in which she said, what is the status of the National War Memorial in 2008 in UPA1? And the then minister said that as of now, the land has not been obtained. The political point that the BJP is making is that the UPA or the Congress party was that clueless about the formation of a national war memorial. So they were procrastinating and delaying. We have Mr. Pallam Raju with us. Mr. Raju, good evening.
Good evening.
My first question to you is, this letter from the past has come back to haunt you, where you seem to have replied by saying that the land has not been obtained. The BJP says the BJP says that the Congress party or the UPA delayed even the procurement of land. Talk about honoring the Jawans.
Can I clarify that?
Yes.
Okay, I was served as the MOS defense in the UPA for 7 years between 2006 and until 2012. And I remember that at the beginning of my tenure and around 2008 when I replied to that question, there were several options before the armed forces as to where the location ought to be. And that was the only reason for the delay in identifying the land. Subsequently, we did identify the land and we did allocate the budget for the construction of the National War Memorial. So in identifying the land, in allocating the budget for constructing the war memorial, then government, UPA government, cannot be faulted.
Yes, but Mr. Pallam Raju, the point that the government is making is that ultimately it was their political will which created a situation where the National War Memorial exists in its physical form.
One thing in our defense that I can say is we've never politicized the aspect of defense.
Mm-hmm.
The defense of the nation is sacrosanct and it is a continuum across governments. And we never did politicize the aspect of what has to be done for the armed forces.
And do you feel it's being done now?
And
I mean, in what context are you making this point?
It is being done very, very blatantly based on a letter, a reply that I had given in Parliament in 2008.
Okay. Now, what do you feel, Mr. Pallam Raju, of putting out one flame for another? Amar Jawan.
I am actually constantly amazed at the sense of priority of the current government when a pandemic is raging, when the economy is down, and we have the enemy breathing down across the border from China. And is this the time when we should be debating about shifting of flames or making a decision on the shifting of flames? Our priority ought to be strengthening our defenses, having a clear strategy about countering China on the border and fortifying our defenses. And we should not be led astray by situations like this. Having said that, I can clearly see that there is a abject disrespect by the current government and the current dispensation to history, the way they've gone about in altering the central vista when we are facing all these challenges as a nation, and also this event of shifting the flame from the Amar Jawan Jyoti to the National War Memorial. So I'm constantly amazed at their sense of priority. Now, having said that, I think there was a reason why we set the flame at the Amar Jawan Jyoti, and that was done to commemorate our victory of 1971. And that ought to be respected. You know, history is a continuum again, and we should take pride in history by respecting the past while we create new history.
Mm.
We're very happy that the current government has created the National War Memorial in continuation of the work that was done by the previous government. We are very, very happy about it. But the I question the timing of shifting the when we have
what
other
about
challenges.
The timing?
I mean, I said the priority should be something else. This should not be the priority. The priority should be on facing our other bigger challenges.
Sure. Okay. Mr. Pallam Raju, thank you very much for joining us right here on The Big Fight. That's a wrap in this edition of the show, but news continues on the other side. Stay with us.